Okay, well, many scholars actually believe the two witnesses are going to be Moses and Elijah. And they are likely to come in the second half of the tribulation period as we look at the timing of the seals, bowls, and trumpets throughout the book of Revelation. Revelation 9, the context, the witnesses are part of the sixth trumpet starting at verse 13. And all the things that happened between then and the seventh trumpet take into account the rest of chapter 9, all of chapter 10, and flows into chapter 11, where we're told about the two witnesses. And, you know, we see the witnesses appearing during the second half of the tribulation, as stated in verse 3, echoing Daniel here using the 1,260 days or 42 months or 3.5 years, mm-hmm. the halfway point. So the time, times, and halftime phrase used in Daniel, that's what this is all about here. So why Moses and Elijah? Well, Moses was buried by God himself, you know, probably the most prominent of God's prophets that everyone knows. I mean, like, you say the name Moses, oh yeah, the guy, you know, mm-hmm. separated the water, right? And then Elijah, he was caught up to heaven in a chariot of fire. You know, he's the other most well-known prophet from scripture. I mean, like, so Elijah didn't die. He was just carried straight up to heaven in a chariot of fire. And so there's a lot of speculation that these are going to be the two that God sends back as his witnesses. Because of, well, I mean, like, Elijah not even dying in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then Moses, you know, God taking care of him himself. Basically, no one knows where Moses is actually buried to this day. So, I mean, like, there's a lot. I've heard other theories as well. Basically, we're going to have to wait and see, won't we?
Is any of the speculation, well, hopefully we don't see that. In person on the earth. Okay. But the speculation, does that come from potentially because of like the transfiguration and how they came down? Like, does that have anything to do with it, or is that just two separate things?
I know it also comes from that as well. Mm-hmm. Because of, like you said, the transfiguration where Moses and Elijah appeared. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Peter, of course, wanted to make shelters for everybody. You know, speaking before his mind kicked in. And, but basically, yeah, these are the two that seem to be the most prominent that have already appeared as witnesses. Mm. And they're going to appear again in Revelation.